This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So what did
you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that.
Right.
You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any type.
All right, so anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, you know, Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom. We're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Boom. You want me to start it off, or you start it off?
I'll start it off. Did you see the I sent you that Twitter clip where Jason Whitlock was ripping the women's national team? Did you agree with any of Jason Whitlock's?
Yeah, I disagreed. Jason Whitlock
Joe, pull that up and play it. That was it. Now, let me be honest, though. You got to admit, that was a hell of a promo.
Let me be honest. Are you not honest?
I'm very honest.
I like the Atlanta Braves old school, bro. Big fan of that. I got this.
I think when I went to the game, I got this.
Your Braves really destroyed the fucking Angels. Yeah. Everybody's hitting home runs always at all time. Yesterday, Acuna hit one. Olsen hit one. Motherfucking Rodley. What's his name? Austin, bro, they're just on fucking fire. Yeah, and he broke some. I think it had been done since 2007, since Hanley Ramirez, Acuna with the 50 stolen bases and 25 home runs. I mean, Strider, another year, is going to lead the league in strikeouts. I mean, Jesus Christ. Did you see the spanking the Cubs put on the Reds 2 days in a row?
Yeah, the Cubs are hot. But this is funny because before the season started, there was a lot of talk that the Mets might be challenging the Braves this year because they had Scherzer and Verlander.
Right. Well, they just had a fire sale. So then, of course,
Edwin Diaz blows his knee out celebrating for the World Baseball Classic, and they've just been downhill ever since.
Right.
Now they're
But there's no excuse. That's no excuse for them being as bad as they've been, or the Padres. Because if you look at the Yankees, the four top payrolls, Yankees, they're done. The Padres, maybe because I'm a fan, I think we still got a chance. We've been playing good lately. What's this other team? The Mets, they just had a fire sale, got rid of Robinson, got rid of Verlander, got rid of Scherzer. The Phillies actually aren't doing too bad because they're like half a game out of the wild card or something like that. They had the fourth biggest payroll.
Yeah, well, I wish they would have made a couple of moves too. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Your deadline's gone?
That's it.
Yeah, August 1st.
Yeah.
And I mean, at least the Angels are trying to show this guy, you know, Ohtani, that they want to win. You know what I'm saying? Because they got Giolito, who's gotten rocked. You know, he got rocked last night by the Braves, right?
Right. Yeah.
The Braves
are just on a different level, you know?
Right. They are. And they did pick up two hitters, Cron and what's this other guy from the Rockies? Grichuk, who can actually hit.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Texas, they ended up picking up Scherzer and Montgomery. You know.
The funny thing is, though, everybody thought that they were going to be close to the Braves this year. And now they're 18 games behind the Braves, and they haven't been farther. Now they blow up their team. Now the distance between them is like, it's going to be years for them to catch up. You know?
Let me ask you a question, because I saw this last week and I forgot to bring it up in sports, and I know you've seen this. Do you remember when the Pirates and the Braves played the longest game? It was like in 2010 or something like that.
No, no, way before that. The Pirates and Braves. You talk about the. It was the Pirates and Braves.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, well, it's 2006, right?
Okay.
Was it 2006 where they went like 19 innings? Okay, the play I'm trying to. Bro, you have to remember this play. The play when fucking.
I'm looking at longest games in history, so I'll be right with you with that.
Right. 2006 or 2011, one of the two. Bro, don't you remember that game where you played the Pirates and it went like fucking 19 innings or 20 innings? And what's this guy's name? What was the pitcher's name that hit a grounder?
Oh, Rick Camp. Remember?
No, Proctor. Rick,
who?
Yeah, Proctor? Was it Proctor? Atlanta.
2011.
Can you look that up? Look 2011, that up, please.
2011, bro, 19 innings. They won over the Pirates 4-3. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so the play that I'm talking about, how many innings?
19.
Okay, 19, yeah, 19-20. Bro, fuck everything else, the play. Remember when Lugo came home and it was he was fucking out and they called him safe?
No, do not. Bro, you're asking me? I have zero knowledge of this.
Well, this is a big play in your favorite team.
I have zero knowledge of this game. It's 12 years ago. I'm a fan of the team.
Yeah, but
they played 3,000 games in my lifetime. Like, you're trying to make me remember one game. I don't remember.
No, but this is a big
ramp. Yeah, go ahead.
This is the longest game ever. Mm-hmm. One of the worst calls ever, where Clint Hurdle went nuts. He was the manager. He fucking reminded me of when Bret Hart came out like a bat out of hell against the Yankees. Remember that game with the pine tar?
Yes.
You know what I thought was...
Anybody's ever been.
Right.
Yeah. Who? Who was that?
Bret Hart, bro, when he came out of the dugout and he just fucking went off and he was, fuck you, fuck this, the fuck is going on? He had tobacco in his mouth and everybody was trying to hold him back because Billy Martin came out. The umpire was a rookie. Billy Martin, being Billy Martin, goes, oh, there's too much pine tar on this fucking bullshit. Fucking Bret, you know, came out of there. He was fucking livid.
Did you say Bret Hart?
What is his name?
It's George Brett, right?
George Brett. My bad.
I'm sorry. That's where I got confused.
That would have been great if Bret Hart would have come out. But it was
with the glasses on.
It was George Brett. And I also remember in that game, which I always thought was funny. I don't know if you remember this, Disco, because it's too long ago for you to remember. I can't remember. You can't remember big highlights of your favorite teams. I can remember shit from the 70s, from the 80s, from the Celtics, Dolphins.
I don't remember one game that my team played. I don't remember this.
Well, it was a very controversial call. Can you find that, Feeney, so he can see it? Pittsburgh versus Atlanta, Lugo going home plate. Terrible call. Okay.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Another perfect product for summertime.
Right.
We're in the thick of summer and you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. So meal prep is like the thing these days. You skip the grocery store and you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat food in 2 minutes. Meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals. So meal prep is the thing these days. Basically, if you want to skip the grocery store, you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes with Factor. So meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals, okay? And they give you fresh food prepared by chefs, stuff like, you know, broccoli, asparagus, leeks, and there's 34 restaurant-quality options. Meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, steakhouse filet mignon, and it also caters to any type of diet that you have. It's very important. They have a calorie smart options, which are under 500 calories. They have keto options, which I'm a big fan of. They have vegan, vegetarian options, and protein plus options with over 30 plus grams of protein per order. All right? You can also mix them up. You can add some proteins with your vegan order if you want to. And also they have like over 40 snacks that you can try and breakfast options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and they also have assorted juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's got everything. Let me give you a perfect example. Tons of girls at work use Factor, and all of them are getting in shape. I look at these girls, that they come into work all the time, like they've lost weight in the summertime. I go, what are you doing? They say intermittent fasting and Factor meals. They're meal prepping. That's the easiest way to stay on point with your diet is meal prep. And Factor meals is the perfect option for it. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're not frozen, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Take them and throw them away. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. It's that easy. So head to factormeals.com/K150. That's Factor Meals at K10050. And they're giving you 50% off. You have to try this at 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You have to give this a try. If you're having trouble dieting, if you're having trouble meal prepping, try Factor Meals. Very effective.
Right. And we got sent just to try it, and I thought it was great. So I ordered some more. I'm a big fan of the short ribs, and they have a really good chicken teriyaki and beef and cheese enchilada. You can choose. You know what I'm saying? So been tried by all of us. We all like it. I don't know. What do you like there, Joe?
Well, it's funny that you said steak, because the one that I tried was the Grilled Steakhouse Filet, and that was very, you know, it was almost restaurant like good. I was really, really surprised. It didn't taste like something.
That's the main thing. You can tell the difference in the quality. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It didn't taste like something that you just heated up at home. You know, it tasted freshly made and all that.
So, you know, we're always looking out for you, whether it's your health. Stay healthy, and this is a great way to do it. And you can get it at Factor Meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
But here's the thing that made me laugh. Remember that Goose Gossage used to come out of the bullpen in a car? Do you remember that or no?
That way, way, way back when, yeah.
That was hilarious, bro. Just a shitty old car. Nothing, you know, wasn't anything, you know. It was, right. I thought that was funny. All right, Rich came out, if you remember, and fucking Brett hit a home run against him with like two outs in the ninth inning or some shit.
Yeah. All right. So you got this promo?
Yeah, it's got to go past. All right.
Here we go. What is it?
Here's the thing. Watch it.
2 minutes.
Well, what about
I'm not that high.
Game that goes 19 innings, more than 6 hours, and because of you, the call that ends it all was wrong. Here's GMA news anchor Josh Elliott.
It was an umpire's worst nightmare, an unquestionably bad call made at the most inopportune time.
And they got him. No, he called him safe.
The images seem so crystal clear. There's the throw, the collision, and the tag. Plainly obvious to all who saw it, except Jerry Meals, the only man whose opinion matters.
He called him safe.
How can you end?
You've
the
got
game?
To be kidding.
That's a good call.
Neal's gotten it all wrong, a fact he would later admit. Then was heard the cry.
Just enough, Joey.
Okay, go back. See who the pitcher was. I remember the guy that was hitting was a pitcher. Football. I just want to see who it was.
Scott Proctor.
Yep. That's what I told you. Didn't I say that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was the pitcher for the Braves.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm not that high,
he
dude.
That fielder's choice. Yeah.
It is fine. I just don't remember. Just knock me for not remembering. I don't remember the guy.
Well, you'd knock me if I didn't remember. Okay, so we're back with sports. If you want to play that clip, Joe.
I've been picking on Conan about he's been touting the women's national team. I don't think they're that good this year. I think he will be. If they don't win, he's on record that he will condemn them. So that might be a good condemnation. We might see a condemnation of the women's national soccer team if they lose. I mean,
they're playing a very, very good team in Sweden. So we'll see.
Well, here's the clip that Disco wanted played to go against Conan's opinion of the women's team.
Imagine spending billions of dollars and 50 years to create an unbeatable women's soccer team and the players on that team using their government paid for platforms to demonize their investors. That's the women's national soccer team. That's right, Megan Rapinoe. That's the group of overpaid, spoiled, and entitled women who claim they're underpaid, underappreciated, and represent a racist, homophobic, and sexist country. I despise them. I want them to lose. I'm delighted that Rapinoe played awful Tuesday morning, a few days after insinuating that she could have made a difference in the team's 1-1 tie with the Netherlands. Rapinoe is the ultimate pimp. She's the Andrew Tate of LGBTQ feminism. She sees herself as a force for good, a force for freedom, and proper femininity. She believes she's a threat to the establishment. She's popular. People Google her and react to the things she says. She's wealthy beyond her imagination, sexually liberated, and adored by her followers. She's a fraud. She hates America because she hates herself. Her dyed hair, rebellious persona, constant smirk, and social justice posturing are beards masking her shallowness. She's toxic. Her attitude pervades the national team. At 38, she's only on the roster to further burnish her brand. The younger players mirror the attitude of the team's biggest star. They have little interest in representing America and competing at the highest level. They want to go viral and cash in on the feminism pimp game. Don't waste a second questioning your disdain for this team and Rapinoe. They deserve it. We poured everything we had into their success. Diminished opportunities for boys and men for their success. And they've repaid us with ingratitude. Rooting for Sweden on Sunday, that's our reparations.
Cody, will you be rooting for Sweden on Sunday?
No.
I'm not going to root for Sweden on Sunday, but I am not going to watch that game. I wouldn't want to. Bro, I watched a game the other day, the 0-0 tie. Terrible.
Right. Yeah, like I hate – that's the one thing I hate about soccer, ties, draws in any sports piss me off. That's why I like it now because they're in the knockoff stage, which means you go to penalties. So there will be a winner. But Josh Wilburn, that's his name, right?
Jason Whitlock.
My bad. So I've seen him a lot on ESPN. Obviously, I don't even think he works there anymore. But I've always thought of him – huh?
He's on Blaze TV now.
Yeah, I've just always kind of thought of him as an incendiary, one of many, inflammatory type of persona that he's just always trying to rile people up. And, of course, he espouses a lot of what the right thinks, so they love him because we've got a minority here saying what we're saying. For him to say that Rapinoe hates the United States, how does he get that from? She's playing on the United States.
She's always constantly social justice warrior, racist. Bro, she doesn't.
That doesn't mean you hate the United States. I say the same shit, and I don't hate the United States. I motherfucking served in the fucking army, in the fucking Navy. She's saying is this is a sexist country, which it has been in many places. It still is. And this has been a homophobic country, which it has been, and it is, and still in many places. That doesn't mean you hate your fucking country, you know? So, yeah. And so
the only thing
I'm sure
I can see her –
I'm sure when she was, because I was reading her thing, bro. She's a fucking, like, she was honor roll student, like 3 or 4 years in a row, like super, like, I think that, because it took her a while to come out. I think she said something like she came out in her first year of college. So imagine, you know, all her life that she had to be in the closet because of what people thought. So, you know, she's got a platform to speak from. If people have been sexist against her, homophobic, what were you going to say, Joe?
She's never said anything publicly in any interviews or whatever that I hate America or I'm anti-American, but she is known for kneeling during the
big fucking deal. What was the reason the guy was kneeling?
He was protesting against police brutality and racism.
Okay, and that didn't exist?
No, it existed. I'm not.
So does that mean she hates America because she kneeled with Kaepernick?
I'm not taking a side or defending. I'm just giving you that's
okay,
that's
but you brought it up like that's yeah. That's all she's done. That's against America. That's not that yeah. ain't against America. Well, that's trying to make America better. I guess these guys that are like, oh, well, if you don't like it, you can leave America. That doesn't fix
Canada.
Shit. America's gonna, you know, she was kneeling because she fucking was sickened by the police brutality. Trump was able to conflate it with anti-patriotism that, oh yeah, they're not standing up with the flag, but
it absolutely is though.
No.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you. Oh. Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane, okay? A lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything right. and a million yeah. products. You don't even have to worry about that, right? Plus it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there because they've created 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. Okay, first there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm. A pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards. But they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, 1 stroke, 1 guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the weed whacker for your hair and your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. They got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, that their hygiene is not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
And let me explain why. Okay, and that nobody really understands that this is why Colin Kaepernick was never going to get let back in the league again. Okay, bro, they pay like the military pays the NFL like an exorbitant amount of money every year to do advertising in these stadiums. Okay, they have flyovers and stuff. You know, they promote the military like this. It's like the military comes on television, advertises on TV during the highest rated stuff for the target audience, football fans, right? So one of the things that when they advertise for people to join the military, to recruit people in the military, right? One of the things we're advertising is like, hey, if you join the military, one of the things that we will do is that when we play the national anthem, everybody will rise to honor you and stuff for your service and everything. And we'll all stand for the national anthem. The players, everything's kind of like, if you want to join up, yeah, hey, they're doing this for me, you know? Bro, when you have people start kneeling for the fans, like, you know, that's that like you're pissing off the advertisers. It's like, dude, all we got to do in this ad is everybody's got to stand up for the national anthem while we do the flyover. One guy's sitting there saying, I'm going to use the protest and everything. That's why they're never going to let that guy back in the league again, because you show any. Remember how pissed off the UFC was at Brock Lesnar for not promoting Bud Light after his after the fight?
He promoted Coors Light instead,
When you piss off the advertisers, you lose your job. That's what this was. This was all about. They had a lot of money invested in the military. Okay, they wanted to, and all of a sudden now everybody's kneeling for the anthem. And it's like, you know, like so why would the military advertise? I think that's what it was. But like I said, I had nothing. He could protest all he want, but when you start pissing off the advertisers, that's like, bro, they give like look at what happened during COVID. You can't even piss off pharma. Pharma was all this advertising money. Pharma, they were silencing people that were speaking out against them.
Yeah,
it's like you can't, because they're spending exorbitant amounts of money. That's what it all comes down to. I think, you know, when you piss off the advertisers and the owners. Bro, they have no recourse. You know, that's the way I look at it.
So. Sidebar on the same topic, though. Like, you're saying.
We're going to run it right now.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. I thought you maybe were running late. You're saying Kaepernick.
Came in hot.
He's the best. That's Arnold, right? Kaepernick. That's Meatball. I'm sorry. So do you think that the kneeling is what keeps him out of the league, or do you think that the league passed him by? I mean, he wasn't very good his last. Would he have been able to come back and play competitively is what I mean.
He would Absolutely. Have been able to play on a team, yes.
He would have had a job. But the question is, if I'm paying this guy, is he going to be worth the money? Is he going to be a headache? And I think
Publicly, his girlfriend was bashing them.
Right.
You know, so that does, you know, you're not, if you're not going to play the game, you're going to get fined. But here would be my devil's advocate view to what you said. The players are like, fuck endorsements. Yeah, the NFL is making money and we might make money off of that, but this is too important for us. And it's a form of protest, not much different than when Robert John and Tommy Smith and the Olympics raised the black fist to take racial inequality. So to them, it was like, hey, if you're not smart enough to understand, hey, we're doing this because of police brutality, not because we disrespect the flag, not because we hate our country. We want our country to be better. And you're easily fooled by the old, oh, they're not American trope. That's on you, bro. But it was very, you know, glaring what he was supposed to do. What I do love is that our boy KG used to say, oh, he's going to be remembered like Muhammad Ali.
I'm not
as this big.
I was just going to say that, because I'm going to put that on rehash because it's so funny.
Right, yeah. And I was like, what? It's like, bro, Muhammad Ali went to jail. The guy was like the top boxer on the planet Earth. Right. Okay,
he spent his best years in jail. He spent his best years in jail. He actually did.
Right. You can't compare anybody to Muhammad Ali, what he sacrificed, actually. I don't think.
Right. He was a goodwill ambassador around the world. They were chanting his name in Africa, Ali, Zaire, remember? Bombaye and all that. So, I mean, yeah. So that was
Right. Speaking of boxing, let's segue because we're going long here. Right. I only watched this weekend, I rented the UFC. Ugh. I was going to find a link and try to watch the boxing simultaneously, but I didn't, bro, they were already in like the sixth round when I realized like the fight, and I went on Twitter, they go, and like, he'd already been knocked down three times. Spence, did you watch the Spence Crawford fight?
Yes.
What did you think? Complete mismatch, or did he just catch him early and he never got back in the fight?
Both. I think that, you know, Spence was undefeated, great boxer. You know, they're both they're both in their prime, both undefeated. This was a match that had to happen. But this night, Crawford owned him. I mean, right. He literally owned him, and it looked like a complete mismatch, bro. I mean, right. He was just doing whatever he wanted with him. He knocked him down three times, and then he beat him.
Yeah, you know? He would let the guy, he would sit there, he'd let the guy get in the pocket, and the guy would hit, and he would just, as soon as he threw, he'd boop like a sword. He just catch him right in the jaw. You know, I was like, Jesus Christ. But his jab
was incredible. His time, the other guy's timing was off. He even said it in the post-conference thing. He goes, my timing was off, Spence said, you know.
Okay, Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques, like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver, because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Get you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySupps.com, and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit. Or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on Legacy Supps. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need, at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Now, here's my question to you. I was looking at the boxing rankings, right? And there's not a lot, I think Crawford, who can Crawford fight next? Did they say Charlo was going to be his next fight? Or was that Canelo saying Charlo is going to be his next fight?
I think Canelo's going against Charlo.
Because this is weird. Because I was looking at this, because I don't follow boxing up, but Canelo is a super middleweight champion at 175. But Charlo's two weight divisions lower than him. So are they going to play? Is Canelo going to have to go down a weight and Charlo go up a weight and then go to fight it at that? Or it's like I don't see how that fight's plausible. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We need to get MSL on here. He'll be able to explain all of that to us.
Right, right. Okay, let's just try to get him on next week, maybe. Secondly, did you watch UFC fights?
Yes. Okay, that was a good night of fights.
Big fan of Derek Lewis coming in shape. Tortured, blitzed through the guy with a knee and then clobbered him.
And then taking off his shorts.
Yeah. Funny
nuts
promo.
Were hot.
very entertained by the what you call it, Gaethje knockout. Bro, it's kind of weird. I mean, Gaethje might still be the number two middleweight in the world. Lightweight, because he's only lost to Khabib and who else did he lose to?
To Poirier.
But then he got his back against Poirier. And, Islam's fighting Oliveira next, right? I think Gaethje wants to fight McGregor. McGregor's thrown his name up, but McGregor still hasn't...
Gregor challenged him, yeah.
Yeah, but McGregor still has 6 months of USADA to do. He still hasn't peed in the cut. He still hasn't submitted to the testing yet.
And he looks
McGregor,
huge.
I think McGregor's just having a good time just running his mouth. That's what it kind of seems like,
really,
right?
Like, why would he want to fight again? I mean, seriously,
I don't know.
Maybe he'll make 5 to 10 million, but it's a drop in the bucket for him now, right?
Right. Like, right.
Just do your thing. Do your whiskey and appearances, you know?
We'll see. Any take on the UFC fights this weekend, Conan? What'd you think?
I thought it was a great show.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick, and I'm going to see what you guys think about it, because I bet on Euros Medic, Gabriel Bonfim, and Gaethje, however you say it. Bukovic. Cost me a parlay. So what happened there? Do you guys think he actually lost in the decision, or think it was a bad judge?
He didn't really do any damage to the guy. Like, he would get him down, but did nothing. He just tried to get position and stuff. He won no ground and pound, and the other guy hit him with a lot of clean shots.
Because it was supposedly 19-19 after two rounds, right? And in the third round, he got that late takedown, and I'm like, ooh, he could have.
But he just took him down, did nothing. But the thing was, is Blachowicz didn't do any, neither of them did much, but Pereira did more damage, and he had him rocked there for a while. Cause you'd see on the end of the second round when Blachowicz was gassed, and it looked like he might catch him and the round ended. That was the most significant part of the fight, I think. And I think that's why he won, is that last 2 minutes of that second round where he was on his, basically the guy had him on the ground for the first 3 minutes of that round, did nothing. And then Pereira came up and did some damage on him. So I think that won the fight for him, because you could look to the round and maybe gave it to Blachowicz because he had so much control. But I thought it was a no brainer. So I thought it was two rounds of one. So
yeah, and they could have easily have been a draw. They each won by 1 point. They were all 29-28 for either guy. Right. But wasn't a good fight. But I did like the Derek Lewis with the knee and then followed up. I like Bobby Green. Everybody was with Tony Ferguson, but I think Ferguson's done. This was like, we're going to put you in with an older guy to see how you do. And we saw what he did. You know, he was a guy that gave his all every time he was out there. Took him a long time to get a title shot. He had the bad luck that three times that he was going to fight, he got hurt. Remember?
Right.
Like tripping over backstage over some light and other bullshit. And then, of course, bro, that kick out of nowhere that just got Poirier was incredible. That got, did not expect that. And bro, both UFC and boxing, they both had a lot of celebrities coming out.
All right, so that's been our sports.
Let me just say one last thing about the women's thing. That stuff that we were talking about the sports at the beginning, Joe, about the Atlanta Braves and all that.
Yep.
Put it on Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the 19 inning game and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just say this because I just read this. The match against the Netherlands. Okay, Disco, just to show you the popularity of women's soccer, averaged 6.43 million viewers on Fox, making it the most watched contest of since 2019, when 5.3 million viewers for U.S. Chile. Those are great numbers, bro.
Why do you think those numbers are so good? And why do you think women's soccer does so good?
Team is good.
Not just that. Bro, this is one of the sports that women watch. Like, women are not like, this is significantly more women that will be watching the Women's World Cup than they watch regular sports. And they just draw a massive audience from women. You know
who watches a lot of international soccer and World Cup and all, D.I.? College kids. Because they can go watch soccer at 1 p.m. and have an excuse to go to the bar and bet.
Right.
You know, college kids are way into soccer and World Cup and what.
All right.
So that's been our sports talk. If you have any questions, opinions, comments on what we just discussed, hit us up at k100question@gmail.com. Boom.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.